Yo, what's up? It's Rob Cavastani from Death Angel here, and you are listening to the Mac Nez Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's Mike J. Marin, special guests for Mac Nez Podcast. Mac Nez asked me to talk a little bit about, he's driving the whip right now, so
I'm here.
Yeah, he's right here. Got to pay attention to the road, especially in L.A. Anyway, wants me to hit you up a little bit about the experience we had last night. We got to
screening first.
Okay, let's start with the screening. San Diego, the smudging, the final public screening went over really good. It was one of the best attended ones that I've had. Much love to UC San Diego Intertribal Student Resource Center for putting us up and taking us out to dinner and just taking care of us. And thank you to everybody that came out, especially this one girl with these really high socks that got really excited when she won stuff during the raffle. So much love to her. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Yeah, it was good. Time well spent. Good Q&A. Lots of laughs and good questions. Next day, Saturday, we headed back up to Los Angeles to attend the 2018 LA Skins Fest Gala after party. Got to the theater a little too late to see any of the screenings. They all ended early, but our good friend and brother, Eugene Braverock, the Chief from Wonder Woman, we got in touch with him and he said, yeah, come on up. So, oh my God, drove around, found a parking space, made it across the threshold of traffic and boom, we were in the house and got to go in and meet some native celebrities. There was three key ones that we met other than Gene. Gene's always priority, but we met, Gil Birmingham from Hell or High Water. He played Billy Black in the Twilight movies, and he was also in Wind River as the grieving father of the native girl that was murdered, one of the native girls that was murdered in the film. And we also got to meet Kiowa Gordon, who played one of the wolf pack in Embry Call in New Moon. His character was introduced in New Moon, the Twilight series. Really, really cool guy. And we're not even going to attempt to pronounce her name. Oh. But the young lady that played Pocahontas in The New World, she was in, what else?
She was in Longmire. She was in, a bunch of other things. But some TV shows. She was in a few episodes of Sons of Anarchy. I remember that. And a ton of other things. But she was one of the keynote speakers. And there was another guy. I can't remember his name. I don't have the paper in front of me. I think he'd done a lot of TV and I think a few movies, but I wasn't too sure what. But I mean, other than that, man, the whole experience of everything last night in Hollywood was fucking awesome, man. I loved it.
I'll tell you something, viewers or listeners, let me tell you, when Mac Nez tells you we're gonna get in, no matter if you're the last person there and there's no tickets left, you're gonna get in. So the whole time he's saying that, you know, I'm a skeptic. I was like, I don't know, man. No, we're going to get in. We're going to get in. And okay, boom, got there. Yeah, go on in. Sit down. So it was cool, man. I will say that, you know, as elite as a lot of the native Hollywood faces are, I guess they don't like cheesecake. Because when we were walking around the banquet area, there all the tables had all the cheesecake left over. So, yeah, man, all that aside, it was great. Talking with Gene, hearing about his new projects coming up. He even suggested that he and I do a project on a script that I sent to him. It's an urban native story, much like in the same vein as Boys in the Hood or Menace to Society. Basically, it's the story of Mac Nez and I and our our roving band of skater friends and thrashers that we hung out when we were little, we were younger. I developed a screenplay, and Gene's interested in doing a short story about it, kind of to introduce the meat of it. So we're going to work on that. Much love to Gene for that. But it was a good experience. I've done a couple of red carpet events for the smudging, but never anything around, you know, the native acting royalty. You know, other celebrity that was there, we missed him, was Zahn Clarendon. If you're familiar with Longmire, he plays Matthias, the reservation lead cop. Yeah, he was there, but it was really nice meeting everybody. They were really nice to us. The gala organizers were really nice to us, and we were just kind of the walk-ons. But then, you know, getting to talk to Gene and Kiowa and Gil and the girl whose name we can't pronounce, but is very awesome. It was awesome. They treated us like we were family, like they had already known us, and it was cool, you know. And so one thing that I was told by one of them was, don't worry, man, you're a filmmaker, you'll be here next year. So that's encouraging. Get it, you know, because I got other projects coming up. But yeah, I'll stay in this lane, turn on Overland. So anyway, yeah, right now we're just chilling. Went and had Nez took me to, I've been here for 2 years and never once went to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles up on Pico. And, I'm a fan, definite fan of that joint now. And, of course, last night, this little, kind of food networky part of the show. Last night we hit up Pink's. Got to go to Pink's and La Brea when you're up here. And then, oh my God. So we found this place in San Diego, Old Town San Diego, called the Old Town Mexican Cafe. If you are ever in, keep going straight. If you're ever in Old Town San Diego or San Diego itself, Google search Old Town Mexican Cafe and you gotta go there, man. That place was bomb. Like, I've had good Mexican food, but that place is probably my top three spots. And no, Taco Bell ain't one of them. But yeah, man, it was good. We had a good time. It was always good to have Nez down here. And we always do our thing, bust a cruise down Hollywood, go look at all the crazy stuff down there. And then can't wait for him to come down next time. And we're going to do some more exploring. But real quick, a little plug about what I'm doing. December 8th, I'm filming a short film here in Los Angeles, actually in my apartment. It's going to be a one-day shoot for a short story I have. And then I'll be up in Oakland over the holidays for 2 weeks, and I'm going to shoot another short film up there. Probably, hopefully, a one-day, one-night shoot. Two stories in development. First one is called Demon. The second one is called The Parties Downstairs. And, Magnez will probably be hitting me up when those are completed or near completion to give you a little progress report about other stuff that I've been doing. And then our project, Machego, that's still... You know, that's still on the burner. There's no, there ain't no quitting. It's still warm. So we're going to get started back up on that pretty soon. But anyway, that's everything from me. And,
Before we go, we also got a big shout out to the legendary and the great Stan Lee. We lost him, earlier this week. We were able to go to Stan's, his, star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And it was kind of like a little, memorial. I mean, there was flowers there. I took pictures of, if you guys haven't seen it yet, on Instagram or Facebook. But that was cool, man. I mean, I remember seeing it before when he was alive, and I was able to be able to meet Stan Lee at my very first Comic-Con in 2005. Awesome gentleman. He was nothing but the best. Really awesome with his fans. It wasn't like just a, oh, hey, hi, and that was it. No, he gave you the time. The little bit of time that you had with him, but it was enough for me. I mean, for myself, my older two, Tiga and Marky as well. But last night, man, I felt a little emotional just standing there looking at the star. We were only there for a few minutes, but still, you know, that was enough, man. I mean, he's given us so many great characters. And fuck, man, rest in peace.
Excelsior. Before we sign off, I just want to, I want you guys to send in your comments or conversations to Magnez real quick about this question I'm about to ask you. What do you guys think about Kurt Russell playing Santa Claus? All right, so send in your opinions to Magnez, and, Yeah, we want to hear what you got to say about that. Yeah. All right, everybody. Rock on, rock hard. What is it?
Rock hard and skate fast. For Mike. I'll be back in a second.
Yeah, that was Mike, man. It's awesome time we had. I'm actually putting this out 2 weeks later than I should have. We were down there before Thanksgiving, so it was an amazing experience. I mean, other than going to San Diego and seeing or attending the screening at the university, I mean, it was cool, man. When we do these screenings, we're kind of just iffy all the time, and it was cool, man. Well, first when we walked into the place and seeing how big the room was and everything, but it was cool though, man, and meeting all kinds of people. I don't remember everybody's names we met. Shout out to the young sister that gave us the t-shirts, Go Smudge Yourself. I think that's what it said. I don't know. I have my shirt over here somewhere. But it was cool. I enjoyed the whole time there. Awesome people, great hostesses or hosts, whatever. I don't know. With vocabulary, with just the way people talk and all this crap, I don't remember all of it. I guess I gotta watch some more School of Rock and get everything. But anyway, it was cool meeting everybody. The experience of them. Happy that Mike brings me along on his ride for his first film. The next few films, I am going to be a part of that. So it's cool. And the Blu-ray release we had, if you guys listen to the Anchor feed for East Society when Mike and I were in Oakland, it's cool, man. I'm holding the Blu-ray right now. And it, like I said on that episode, I can't believe it on how much he's done. And I think it was 2015 when this movie came out, or when he started filming it, and all the festivals that he's been to and the numerous screenings that I have been to. We were saying that that was the last screening, but I think there is one more. He wanted that one to be it. And we were both talking. He was like, I was at not all of them, but I was at the very first one and the very last one. But I don't know. The people in San Diego want us to come back to do another one. So, like, all right. I mean, I'm all for it. We'll see how it goes. But overall, man, it was a fun time. And it was cool. I mean, I like going to different universities and just seeing all the different faces and how their school is all laid out. But it was cool, man. Shout out to Burger King that they had downstairs, because we had just ate, but I didn't want to be a pig. So I ate just a little. But hours later, when we were at the screening, man, I would say we were getting hungry. So while the movie was going, we ran downstairs and we just got one meal and split it amongst the two of us. A Burger King meal. I don't remember what it was. Burger King. But it was cool. I mean, I liked hanging out with everybody. And Mike mentioned this one gal. I wish we would have got her name. I wish we would have at least got a picture with her and Mike. She was so stoked on just being there and watching this film that she's never heard of or anything. And during the raffle, she was so hyped up. Like, she just couldn't believe that she had won. She won an autographed picture of the whole cast, and it was cool. I don't know why I usually take pictures of everything. I don't know why I didn't get a picture of her. I don't know. Maybe if we go back and have another one at the university, she'll be there. My fingers are crossed that she'll be there, because I'd like to meet her this time and all that. But it was cool, man. And gal, if you are, we did mention the show down there. If you are listening to this, reach out to us and let us know your name, and we'll send you something. But anyway, the whole screening was awesome. We spent the night. They put us up in the Sheraton. We were fancy guys for a night, so that was cool. I always have problems sleeping in a hotel or motel beds, but the Sheraton in San Diego by the university was awesome. That bed was so soft. It was like as soon as I laid down, that was it. And I usually have a hard time trying to sleep. But other than I was probably just tired. I was up at the ass crack of dawn, flew down to L.A. and then drove to San Diego. Oh, and a big shout out to McGill Skate Shop in Encinitas, California. We stopped in there really quick. I picked up one of the shop decks. And it's always good to go in there when I'm down in that area. If you guys are ever in the area, go down to McGill Skate Shop. I believe it's the Encinitas exit off of 5. Go head towards the beach. And then can't remember which light it is. You'll get. Where's my phone? You'll go to the left and you'll see the little shopping center that's right there. And McGill Skate Shop. For those of you who don't know who McGill is, it's Mike McGill from the legendary Bones Brigade crew from the 80s. Let me see if I can. Here it is. All right. McGill Skate Shop. It is 335 South Coast Highway 101, Encinitas, California. Check them out, man. I mean, it's awesome just to go in there and know, especially for you old school rippers, man, that know who Mike McGill is. Awesome guy. I've met him a few times, and I've never seen him in his store, but they do say he comes in and works there. But, yeah, I've been there a handful of times. Never, ever ran across him while I was in there. But it's always good to go in there. I try to go down there at least once a year. When I'm heading down to San Diego for Comic-Con. But anyway, who knows? Maybe I'll get my mic on the show someday. Oh, excuse me. But anyway, after the screening, drove home or spent the night. Then we drove home. And then we were just bumming around Hollywood, doing what we do. We did mention that we stopped by Stan Lee's star on the Walk of Fame, Hollywood Walk of Fame. Emotional, awesome. Walked around some more, saw all kinds of cool people. And then we went over to the LA Skins gala event. It was cool. And like I said, Mike was saying that we weren't sure if we were going to get in. But for me, I always got to be like, act like you belong and just go in and just don't say anything. So we walked in there. And we made ourselves sound as large as we could, that we were just, we are the new group of filmmakers, the up-and-coming filmmakers. But it was cool. We didn't lie to anybody. We just made ourselves seem more legit. But it was cool meeting everybody, as well as all the actors that were there. Yeah, like Mike said, I cannot pronounce that gal's name to save my life. Let me give it a shot. I need to pull it out. I need to see it in front of me because I couldn't even tell you exactly what her name is. I guess I should have had all this pulled up, but you guys know me. I never do. I'm never prepared. Wouldn't even know where to begin to look up this young lady. I believe she was in this movie called The New World. Don't even know how to spell. With Colin Farrell, however you want to say his name. Let me see what pops up. Here we go. You guys know, man, my internet sucks and everything takes forever to pull up here in Magnus Studios in Susanville, California, upper res. All right. Gosh, jeez. Let me give it a shot. I'm probably wrong, but. Ooh. Yeah, let me spell it first. Q and then an apostrophe O-R-I-A-N-K-A. And I believe her last name is Kelshare. I'm not too sure. Koronaka. I think that's how you say her name. I don't know. I could be wrong. She played Elk Woman in last year's Hostiles. Well, Hostiles came out in 2017, but it wasn't really. It was released nationwide in January of 2018. So technically, it came out this year. I guess it came out a little too late for the Academy. So most likely it'll be in this year's Academy Award. But yeah, I'm not going to repeat her name again. It's probably wrong, but yeah. but she was really cool, man. We got to talk to her for a little bit. And shout out to Gil. Sorry. Jeez Louise. The guy, Gil Birmingham. He was in Wind River. He was in Twilight. In what was that other one? Hell or High Water. He was just an awesome guy. When we first walked in, he was the first person I saw. He was kind of walking through the little lobby upstairs. And then I wasn't sure if he was coming back, but he was coming back. He was one of the main guys, guests, I guess, for their gala event. So later when it was all over with, there was somebody performing, a guy singing and playing guitar. I did not remember this guy's name. But we were outside talking to Eugene, brother Eugene Brave Rock, and it was cool to see him and just catching up. And I saw him in Albuquerque, didn't get a few words with him because he was so busy there. And here he was just as busy. He was actually one of the presenters. So it was cool. Always good to see him. But once the whole thing was pretty much over, everyone was kind of just hanging outside in the lobby area and taking pictures of, there was a bunch of other people there. I had no idea who they were, but Gil Birmingham was one guy that I wanted to meet, mainly for his role as Martin in Wind River. He was the father. Mike said it earlier. He was the father of the girl that was murdered, or one of the girls that was murdered in the film. And that scene that he had with, what's his name? Hawkeye. How's that guy's name? Everyone knows him. Jeremy Renner. That scene that he had with him when they were on the porch. Jeremy Renner, his name was Corey Lambert in the film, when he was talking to Gil Martin, when he was talking to him, telling him how, because in the story, Corey had lost his daughter. She was also murdered, and just never, they never found out who had done it. So he was telling him how he felt after losing his daughter, going to grief counselors and groups, support groups. And he had told him to, on how he had done to deal with the loss of a child. And to me, that scene was just on a personal, I mean, most of you guys know my story, but that scene was just so hard for me to watch. But I wanted to thank Gil for being a part of this film. And when I told him on how powerful and emotional that scene was, because we were just sitting there talking, and he saw that I was getting emotional because I had told him that my son had passed. And like mid-sentence, he just stopped me and just gave me a hug. And I could have lost it. I was really fighting the tears back. A little came out, but I was fighting them back. And he just kind of told me, he goes, "You're going to be all right. You be strong. You be strong for your family." And just that little bit of time that I had with Gil, and just the words of encouragement he told me, because he said that scene was hard to film. He said it was really hard to film. And I sure it was, man. That scene was really powerful. The whole movie is powerful. It's an awesome film. If you guys have not seen Wind River yet and you have Netflix, it is streaming on there. But it was cool. I mean, I didn't expect him to. Usually when you meet actors and just tell them about a scene that you really love. I know that a lot of actors are like, movies are just boom, 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 right after another. But it was cool, man. He gave me that little bit of time to just talk to me. And it was really cool. He was such an awesome guy. I mean, I've been a fan of his before Wind River with other things he had done. He was awesome in Hell or High Water. Check that one out as well. But it was really cool, man. I'm glad that I got to talk to him. And hopefully I can meet him again, because he was a really cool dude. And we were just talking to everybody. I mean, not just the native actors that were there. I also got a cool conversation with Kiowa Gordon. He was Emery Call in Twilight. He was one of the Wolfpack. That guy was cool, man. They didn't even talk about movies or nothing. We were just talking about just BS and laughing around about things that were going on. And he was a really cool dude, man. For some reason, I thought he wasn't going to be cool at all. I mean, I just saw that all the ladies and the young girls were, they were all over him. But he was standing next to me, and I kind of, hey, man, what's up, man? And then we just started just bullshitting about this and that. And he was really cool, man. I was glad that. I got a little bit of time with him. Got a picture with him. It's all on Instagram if you guys haven't seen that yet. But he was a cool guy. But I always got to give shout out to our brother, Eugene Brave Rock, man. Awesome to always see him. Met his wife, and his little son was cool. And it was a good time, man. And just like I said, we were in there just talking to all kinds of people in the film industry or within the indie film industry. And even some of the people that were running the whole LA Skins Festival, when they found out that we were filmmakers, they were like, "Oh, did anything of your show?" And we were like, "Nah." And they go, "Oh, it's all right, man. You'll be here next year." And I hope so, man. My fingers are crossed that we can have something done to show in the film festival or any film festival. It doesn't have to be this one, but it'd be awesome if it was. But I would just like to, for what we're doing, I'd like to be for everyone to see it, to be shown somewhere. Of course, we're going to have our own little screenings, but we'd like to throw them all in these festivals. Mike threw his film in all kinds of festivals. It was playing all over the place. So that was awesome. But yeah, it was such a cool time, such a fun time. And it was a good experience to be at a Hollywood event, because we were just, I was just like, wow, man. I mean, I've been to a ton of things, but never anything in Hollywood. You go to Hollywood for all the tourist stuff and all that, but never to be at an event with all kinds of cool people there and talking to other filmmakers. I mean, I was talking to this one. I don't remember anybody's name that I had talked to. And I really need to get on the professional side and make myself cards or something. But Mike, he was legit. He was handing out cards left and right to all kinds of people he was talking to. So hopefully we can keep those connections. But the screening in San Diego, the fun time we had in Hollywood at the LA Skins Gala, that was awesome. Everybody that we met along the way, going to eat at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, Mike's first time, awesome. Going to Pink's, so that's where we finished our night at Pink's. And I think we need to stop doing that, because I can never sleep good after we eat what we eat at Pink's. If you haven't been there, check it out. It's on La Brea. But all right, man, I think that's about enough for this episode. I have so much more for you guys. I still have to put together my Indigenous Comic Con episode. I got some interviews for artists and stuff like that. Oh, man, so much. Also, another one. It'll probably be my next episode. What is this? Episode 105? Didn't say that at the top of the show, but whatever. Yeah, this is episode 105. On episode 106, I had the honor to meet a beautiful young sister, Sage Bond. She's a musician, songwriter, and she's one of my homeboy's daughters. And it's, I had an awesome interview with her over this past weekend. And that will probably be next. And after that, I will throw together my Indigenous Comic-Con episode, as well as my Navajo Star Wars episode that I'm doing for East Society. So check that. Check both of those out when they're coming. Hopefully, the Sage Bond one, I'll throw together tonight. And so I can put this one out right now because I'm way behind. And that if you hear that phone, that means it's time to go. So, all right, guys, I'll talk to you guys later on this week. And everyone, thank you for listening. And everybody we met over the weekend, you guys are awesome. And hopefully we'll meet you guys again. So until next time, everybody, crazy world out there. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your family. Rock hard and skate fast.
Something is misinformation, cop and lies, manipulation, place I fooled all too long. Now it's time to prove them wrong. A bottom mask has no respect, the bottom line is ignoring. You push me and I push you, we don't take more of this abuse. About time we spoke our minds, you can't just fight genocide. Genocide! Something is misinformation, cop and lies, manipulation, place I fooled all too long. Now it's time to prove them wrong. Relocation, civilization, we need to unite against men. Take our country, take our land. Now it's time we take a stand. Instead of saying, generalize, I had enough. Time to fight, time to fight. Yeah, so many is misinformation, fucking lies, manipulation, plus I fool all too long. Now it's time to prove them wrong. Yeah, to prove them. Mascots, no respect, the bottom line, it's ignorant. You push me and I push you, we'll take more of this abuse. It's about time we spoke our mind, you can't fight genocide. Genocide! So many is misinformation, propaganda, lies, manipulation, place like wolves all too long. Now it's time to prove them wrong.